typically, this is time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And in fact, that's what we'll still call it, but just one half of the usual tandem that makes it up today. Jason, not able to join us today or tomorrow, and so we'll look forward to his return, Lord willing, on Monday. But were he here, well, let's see. First and foremost, we are trying to solicit your calls for National Adoption Month. I shared a bit of our adoption story briefly on Monday morning. And so as we kick off this month, well, Monday was actually October 31st, so Tuesday morning it did. Adoption Month and Adoption Awareness Month. I don't know if they call it one or the other, but they've called it that in the past, Adoption Awareness. So anyhow, please briefly share your adoption story in the listener line. We'd love to share it with the listeners between now and 9 this morning. 715-396-1670, 396-1670 here at WWIB. I posted something about that on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page last night, and somebody commented there, Kathy said, I was adopted as a baby, best thing ever for me, and am thankful every day. Well, there you go. Somebody as the adoptee, my thinking was, especially inviting if you're an adoptive, if you're a parent who's adopted. So maybe I need to clarify that. Anyhow, Adoption Month, you got those who adopt and those who are being adopted. So both ends. 396-1670, WWIB. Okay. Before we get to Romans 8, 18, and 19 today, in both the New Living Translation and Letters to the Beloved. So it's already been a crazy morning for me. Have you ever made a mistake? I'm sure you have. Have you made a big, loud mistake? I did this morning. Yes, I am one of those New Testament husbands, Hebrews the coffee. My wife's a big coffee fan. She likes the fact she can wake up to her fresh, delicious, hot Java in the morning. And so I'm glad to do it. So, but the thing is, I don't know, ever since we've had this little table in the kitchen, it got remodeled a few years ago. I mean, it just, the cord's only so long. And however I explain this, it was my fault. But anyhow, so everything was set. I'd cleaned out the old grounds. I put the new coffee. I had it figured out. It was 6 scoops. I was going to get the water. But the thing was, it's a short cord, a short leash. And so basically, it's we keep the coffee pot on this little table. And again, it's kind of tight. So I've got to pour the water in, I've got to turn it toward me. Okay, I've got to turn it clockwise, like from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And so even this morning, though, I was conscious of the fact that part of that leans over the edge, but two-thirds of it doesn't, and it should be fine. And I was wrong, because as I went to go get the water, there was a huge crash, and it was the coffee pot falling. Because while it could wait a little while, it couldn't wait a long time. And I apparently gave it too much time that way. And that was an experiment I should not have taken. So it smashed. And thereby, one problem creates other problems. A falling coffee. I mean, there was a big noise. Nobody came running to the kitchen. So I'm okay, everybody. Thanks, if you wondered. And so beyond that, it was problems in terms of the mess. And then it's problems in terms of the shakeup for the coffee. The coffee pot experienced trauma and needed counseling. And so, I mean, there's coffee places it shouldn't be. And then there's the top fell off and I had to reattach that and onward. And then when I did try to still make the coffee, it had other issues similar to problems it's had in the past. And so there you go. More than you probably wanted to know. I'd rather have shared my adoption story of adopting Michael, even though that had its own challenges. All right, we've got Romans 8, 18, and 19 today from the New Living. It says, yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. I'll take that. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, he takes it this way. The corruption you see in the world and yourself comes to nothing when compared to my dawning glory. Indeed, even to the farthest reaches of the universe, my entire creation awaits reconciliation when I will restore everything to wholeness with my children as crown jewels of shalom. Beautiful And you can get yourself a copy of Letters to the Beloved. Really affordable online. Check it out on Amazon. Also, Hannah in Eau Claire is sharing something regarding Adoption Awareness Month. She says, for the birth parents that have made a loving decision, for the adoptive parents that are patiently waiting for a match, for parents that are fostering to adopt and depending on a flawed system, for the parents that are raising adopted children, you are walking a road that some would consider less traveled. You've encountered well-intentioned people with a lack of awareness and understanding. Time and again, you've chosen to press forward because the outcome is much greater than the sacrifice. You've held on to faith. You've believed in the future that God has in store. Hannah closes off by saying, your stories are powerful tools in the kingdom of God. And as an adoptee, I'm thankful to have people that have walked the road less traveled. The road that led to hard sacrifices led me straight to Jesus. Thanks, Hannah. I've said before, I knew Hannah when she was even in high school, and she was one of the bright young leaders I've ever encountered over the years here in the Chippewa Valley. So there we go, celebrating adoption today.
Hi, this is Anna Marie Novak calling from way up in Catawba. My husband, Tim, and I adopted our youngest son, Matthew, from South Korea back in 2012. And while the adoption agency had us prepared for the absolute worst transition possible, God really had his hand in it, and it was such a smooth transition for us. We were so blessed, and every day he brings us joy. So God is good all the time.
Amen. Mm. That is great. You know, I'm just going to throw this out. I mean, it'd be fun to do this today and tomorrow because I think there's so many stories, and that's exactly, Anna, thank you, right, Caleb? That's exactly what we have in mind. So.
Yeah, and again, we just love to hear is a story of you being adopted or a story of a child or children that you've adopted. It is National Adoption Month, and we'd just like to be able to, along with you, give God the glory because adoption is a picture of what God does for us.
Also, as we ask today, have you adopted or been adopted? We'd love to know about it. We're asking on the listener line. Love to hear it in your own voice. 396-1670, WWIB, 396-1670, or in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group where Kathy says, I was adopted as a baby. Best thing ever for me, and I'm thankful every day.
And we also heard on the listener line earlier this morning from Willard, Wisconsin, and Kaya tells us, good morning. She says, I have a special request. 11 years ago today, my sister, who was a single mom, tragically died in a car accident, leaving behind two small children, a five-year-old and a six-day-old. She says, today, 11 years later, we fondly remember her. She says, my husband Mike and I adopted the youngest child and enjoy a continued journey of parenting. The oldest one lives close, and we get to spend significant time with him, too. She says, my sister's favorite song was Hold Me by Jamie Grace and asked if we'd play that today. So, wow, what better way of remembering, again, this tragedy, but what God can bring through pain, trial, suffering, the beauty and the beauty of their adoption story as well.
Here's that song by request on WIB.
Time for my friends, no time to chit chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms, will always be. Day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Day and you flipped it around, calmed the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. Each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't.
grateful and thankful for all you've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make you special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, every day. I love the way you hold me.
Life, real people, real excuses calling into work. We've got some gathered here this morning, and as always, these are highly entertaining. Some of the excuses managers say have actually been used for calling in sick to work.
Yeah, for instance, one employee said that his car broke down in Las Vegas during a weekend trip. The employee lived in Maine, so it would have taken him the weekend just to get there.
How fast is your car, friend?
Uh-huh.
Another excuse for calling in sick that an employee actually used, the employee just said, I forgot you hired me. I mean, that actually could be.
I guess. It's honest, I guess. All right. An employee said that her dog was having a nervous breakdown. If that was actually the case, I guess that is troubling.
Possible. Yeah.
If not, it's creative.
Real excuses people have used for calling in sick. These come from various managers. This is insane if it's true. Employee said a squirrel started a fire in his garage.
I mean, these have got to be
prefaced for creativity.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but you're not going to believe this.
Dog ate your homework? Nope. We're going beyond that. A squirrel lit my garage on fire.
I'm calling the fire department. Meanwhile, an employee said that his ex-girlfriend had broken into his apartment and stolen all his clothes, so he had nothing to wear.
I get the animal stories, apparently. One employee called in sick to work and said, can't come. A bird bit me.
I'm sorry to laugh at your pain.
What kind of bird? How big?
Yeah, right. Oh, my. Was it
Mr.
your
Popper's penguins?
Yes. And finally, this morning, a real-life excuse for calling in sick. An employee got sick from reading too much. I read so much, I don't feel well.
Man, I'm gonna have to raise my eyebrows at that one.
Mm, there you go.
Hey, Mark and Caleb, it's Heather. Yes, I am adopted. But here is a true life story that can only bring you a smile. So currently, my mother has dementia. And I went to visit her after not seeing her for a week in her nursing home. And I said to her, did my brother come and visit you while I was gone? And she said, well, no, I don't think so. And I said, oh, well, I guess he didn't do it. He's getting old. Maybe he forgot. She said, oh, how old is he? And I said, well, he's 55, Mom. And she said, he is? And I said, yes. She said, do you know how old I am? And I said, yeah, Mom, you're 82. She said, I am? I said, yes. She said, well, you better warn him that the certain family name men lose their hair at an early age. And I looked at her and I said, Mom, do you remember that he's adopted? She said, he is? And I said, yeah, I'm adopted too, Mom. She said, you are? They must have had a sale that day. Now that's just too good not to share.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. Heather, you have such a cheery voice and such a wonderful story to share about the beauty of adoption. Thank you so much.
All right, adoption stories. Were you adopted or did you adopt? We've been welcoming those this morning. We've got another one on the listener line at 396-1670.
Hi, this is Rob from Marshfield. After raising three of us kids, my mother, who is now age 63, about 10 years ago, my sister had a baby boy, and she's got some mental issues. And we were all hoping that she'd surprise us all and be a good parent. But her and her husband made some poor decisions and ended up shaking him. And ultimately, they ended up surrendering their parental rights. So my mother couldn't bear the thought of him going into some other family. So she became a foster parent, and she took him in. And then they had another boy, and they immediately surrendered him. So she's took both boys in. They're both special needs on the autism spectrum. And in 2013, I believe, she officially became their mother and adopted them. So I have two rambunctious nephews / brothers. So after doing it with three kids, she went ahead and is doing it all over again. They are a handful, but she has said that she would do it all over again.
It's also, Caleb, cliche day.
Cliche day. And so we have a list of 20 different cliches, maybe things that you say or write. Mm-hmm. And can you find different phrasing?
Let me just define it again. Cliche, an expression that was once innovative, but has lost its novelty due to overuse. Take the phrase, as red as a rose, for example. It's a universal descriptor for the color red. It's now commonplace and unoriginal. So, I don't know, we both do sports play-by-play, basketball, football, maybe sometimes baseball or softball, and are big sports fans. And that's the thing. You don't want to be cited. Now, the one thing is people understand what you're saying. On the other hand, it's like, that is tired, right?
Yeah, cliches run rampant, and I think I'm as guilty as anyone with that, too, because, again, with play-by-play, you can't really think a lot before you speak.
They
you just
pop
have to
out.
Just go. So what are you most comfortable with?
Here's a list of some cliches we should try to avoid. The wrong side of the bed.
Think outside the box.
Loose cannon.
A perfect storm.
Oh, I've used this. A can of worms.
Yes. What goes around comes around.
Uh-huh. Dead as a doornail.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Ignorance is bliss.
Like a kid in a candy store.
Boy, use those, both of those. You can't judge a book by its cover.
Take the tiger by the tail. Mm. Why?
Every rose has its thorn.
Good things come to those who wait.
In the nick of time.
If only walls could talk.
Mm. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
The pot calling the kettle black.
The grass is always greener on the other side.
And finally, beating a dead horse.
Yeah, cliches to avoid, and there's probably many more, right? The Wib Wake Up Show, we've been taking your calls this morning on adoption. If you've been adopted, or in fact, you have adopted, either way, at 396-1670. And I thought it was only right to close things out with one last caller at 396-1670.
I think it's rather amazing. This is Kevin from Fulton City. We're talking about adoption, and I have a son. His name is Elijah, and Elijah became my son some years ago, and he was about 2 when we first started foster caring him, and he was about 7 when we finally got to adopt Elijah. And we were at an event last night, and people were talking about different things, and we were walking away, and he looked at me because somebody had asked if he was my son. And I said, yes, this is my youngest son, Elijah, and introduced some of my other children. And we were walking towards the car, and Elijah looked at me, and he said, you know, Dad, when I was a little kid like that, because I had asked the gentleman if these were his kids, he said, I couldn't wait. I always looked up at you to see what you would say. And he said, it just made me feel good knowing that you were my dad. And